Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. And now it's time for IP in the news.
It's intellectual property in the news.
Artificial intelligence, again, another lawsuit about artificial intelligence. And in this case, a bunch of artists sued some AI companies because the AI companies were copying the artists' creations and using AI to create new creations. And these companies copying the artist's creations are selling it, but they're not giving credit or money or getting permission from the artists. So they filed a suit in federal district court, and it turns out that the court decided to let the suit go forward. And so it will be interesting to see how the court eventually rules.
Did they actually say in the suit, hey, robots, stop copying our homework? Except in this case, it's our whole portfolio.
I agree. I think it's going to be hilarious. Yeah, how are you going to put AI on the stand, right, to testify? You know, I guess you put a computer in the chair, or maybe you have somebody holding a cell phone up. How's the jury going to decide that? Anyway, Kenya.
Here. Well, one of my pet peeves about AI, I know we think it's so great and it's so wonderful, but I guess when it comes down to people's rights and, you know, ownership of creativity, who do you hold accountable when you can't put AI on the stand, right? And does that just take away the rights of the person that's creating the concept or who owns the IP?
That's a really good question. I do want to mention here that this article is by Carl Franzen on VentureBeat.com. And I also want to mention that he had a disclaimer in his article saying that the images that he used in his article were generated by AI. So who do you sue? I don't know. Who needs to pay you for using your creative content?
Well, the companies that create the software are the ones that are the target, but they're just using AI that they license from somebody else, mm-hmm. right? So I guess it's the big AI companies are the ones that are doing this. Jack?
Well, I've literally had people copy my TikToks and my Instagram reels and repurpose it, or heck, even make fake accounts where then they're like targeting my followers. And it's a really awkward and weird dynamic because I've had somebody even show me a recording of what sounded to be my own voice because they taught an AI model to listen to my videos and basically repurpose content based using my type of language. And it's scary. It's a little spooky, not gonna lie.
Yeah, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery,
is
right?
It though? So,
that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. It's also theft.
But right. How do you feel when you see something like that as a creator, though?
I think it's concerning at first because I don't really know what to do. I mean, do I call my attorney? Do I contact a member of our team? But at the very end of the day, I feel bad because there's somebody who's maybe being subject to a crypto scheme or some sort of thing where they think it's genuinely coming from me. So it's not just a branding issue, but it comes down to just a sheer like theft of someone's personal property. I think there's going to be more oversight with a lot of these tech companies. They're well aware that it's an issue, but it's definitely something that's very prevalent today. And there's not enough technology or resources for creators like myself to really protect ourselves in advance of something being copied.
Right. We'll be talking with you later about your project, but you've got a business and you're using TikTok to get the word out for marketing purposes. But some people make a living just on the creative part. And so in your case, maybe if somebody does do an extra video or something, maybe in some weird way that helps you. I'm not saying it's right, but it does help you a little bit. But other people, that's how the artists, they make their living doing these paintings, right? Alice?
Actually, I was having this conversation with my son who he's an artist and he's getting a following on Instagram and he does these beautiful ink hand drawings. And I asked him if he is going to do a copyright on his characters because more and more graphics are becoming copyrighted. And AI, it seems like there's another level of technology that needs to be invented in terms of when an artist creates a piece of artwork, can it be copyrighted digitally so that an AI bot can't use that material unless it flags the owner.
Or pays the owner. I know exactly. The music people have been trying to do this for a long time, right? Trying to get paid for people taking their music.
And it's happened for so long.
Chris?
Obviously, I would feel bad if someone was stealing stuff. I'm not the artistic type. But even like on my social media, like to your point, I'm a business account. So I only have the music I can use is only a very limited amount. I can't go grab the cool song that's out there now because maybe Instagram's not paying them for me to use that song. So if it's like the top 10 Instagram songs, not a choice for me because I have a business account and I can't just use that music. So they obviously stopped it in the music industry a little bit. So
while we're talking about intellectual property that covers patents, trademarks, and copyrights, if you do want to learn more about patents, go to learnmoreaboutpatents.com. You could also go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. You can schedule some time with me. You can download a white paper. So by all means, check it out. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.